Marty Lurie here on our pregame today before Giants baseball. It's a pleasure to bring in Sean Estes as we talk about the celebration of number 22, Will Clark. Sean, great to see you.
Nice to see you, Marty. Yeah, I can't wait for Saturday. Unfortunately, I won't be there, but I'll be watching.
Will Clark has such a special spot in San Francisco Giants baseball history, and you're a good student of the game. What does this number retirement mean to you when you think about Will?
Well, I mean, there's not many guys that have their number retired with the Giants. I mean, you look out in Oracle Park and you see them all. I don't know how many there are now, but not many. He's in unbelievable company is what it means. And the fact is that typically it's reserved for Hall of Fame guys. I truly believe he needs to be in the Hall of Fame, although Barry's up there as well, and he's not in the Hall of Fame. But it just goes to show you that how much he meant to the Bay Area, to the Giants franchise. As a kid, I shouldn't say a kid, probably more of a teenager, growing up in Northern Nevada, it was the Giants and the A's. Those are the teams that everybody rooted for in that area. And Will was a huge part of those teams growing up. Obviously, the 89 team, the team that went to the World Series. I was 16 at the time. That's kind of really when baseball sparked my interest as far as watching the game on TV. I always played the game. So he was a guy that I always saw, right? I mean, we only got a game a week, though, back then. I didn't get a lot of chance to see Will, unfortunately. But then, you know, fast forward, I had a chance to pitch against him. So he was the thrill, man. He was a guy that the fans came to watch, and that he played with a ton of passion. He played hard. He played hard. I mean, you saw some of the interactions he had with second baseman over the years, right? He went in. He's trying to break up a double play. What I remember most about Will is just his tenacity on the field and his desire to win and his competitiveness and obviously the sweet swing.
Yeah, and it's great to see him now. I love seeing him. He's a coach, you know, part-time with the Giants. He works with the players. But it's just hearing his voice, seeing his face. He's a part of the San Francisco community, and he's a big part of it.
He is, and the Giants do a great job of bringing back their alum, especially the guys that really meant a lot to the organization. Fortunately for the Giants, Will's available. I mean, he doesn't live in the Bay Area. He lives down, I believe, in Louisiana, so it's a long way for him. But it just goes to show you how much he enjoys working with the kids, how much he enjoys imparting his wisdom, because he was such a good player. He was an everyday player. He was a productive player. I mean, those are the type of guys that, I mean, and he's had failures. Not everything was roses his whole career, so he actually had to deal with some failure. But those are the type of guys that, you know, coming up through the minor leagues, I wanted to hear. You know, the guys that had a lot of success at the big league level and guys that also had struggled a little bit and how they came out of it. That's I want to hear, because there's a lot of adversity you have to deal with coming up through the ranks and even more adversity at the big league level. So just to have a guy that has the knowledge that he has, had the success that he has, but more importantly, a guy that how he dealt with dealing with adversity, because that's what these kids really need to find out.
Boy, well said, Sean. Always a pleasure. Sean Estes, thank you so much.
All right, Marty. My pleasure.
All right. More coming up. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.